I think the latest numbers show what we've known really since March, when we had the flooding in the Midwest, then the delayed plantings, historic delays in plantings across parts of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, South Dakota. Any of the crops that were put in the ground were growing in some pretty tough conditions, and I think that's reflected in the good to excellent ratings across the country, especially in the areas like Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio that have crop conditions that are well below their historical average.
And I believe I had seen, at least earlier, I assume the latest numbers show this as well, that we may be headed for the worst conditions since 2012?
Yeah, I think overall the U.S. corn crop's at 57% good to excellent. And the last time that we had, you know, condition ratings this low was the drought year of 2012. And while we're pretty far away from the drought year in terms of conditions ratings, back then we were about 30% good to excellent, today at 57. So we're better than 2012, but again, this is the worst that it has been since 2012.
And a lot of folks who don't farm, they probably remember the drought of 2012, and they may remember that prices went up then. Are we expecting the similar things to happen here because of this growing season?
I think we have. We've seen prices reached about $4.80 on new crop corn a few weeks ago. But then what happened is the acreage report that we got from USDA at the end of June, signaling 91.7 million acres planted or intended to be planted this year, really put a wrinkle in the markets. And we've been trying to find a price ever since then. We don't know what the yields are going to be. We don't know how many acres are planted. And we don't know how many acres are filed for prevent plant this year. And there's a number from USDA's Risk Management Agency that suggested anywhere between 12 and 15 million acres of prevent this year, which would be a record.
And by prevent, again, if you could explain what that means.
So any time the growing conditions are too adverse and a farmer is unable to get in the field and plant a crop, you're eligible to file a prevent plant claim with your crop insurance, and that provides you a portion of the revenue coverage for those growers that were unable to plant. And so many folks track that number because it provides some insight into how many acres were ultimately planted for grain harvesting.
When you're talking about prices, and you're looking, of course, nationally at the crop conditions across, of course, the Midwest and elsewhere, but here in Illinois, from what I've been seeing, we are even nearing the bottom of the Midwest and probably one of the worst in the country at this point.
Yeah, it's really concentrated there in Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. And at one point this growing season, there was actually people saying that Indiana should file to be the sixth Great Lake because of how much rain we were getting across the country. So it's in pretty tough shape there in Illinois. I think as I counted last week, had about four million acres of corn and soybeans in poor or very poor condition. We haven't seen anything like that in quite a while.
Now, when I drive along the roads, I'm sure other people do as well, they see the corn here. The corn looks pretty green. In some places, it looks pretty tall, a lot better than it did during that drought year. Soybeans don't look so bad to me as well. But really, I guess it's about the development stage, right, and where things stand at this point of the season.
It is about the development stage. And in some places, it may look good from the road, but if you get into the middle of the field, it's very uneven in some of those wet spots. And then you're right, the stage of development for any of the late planted corn, July and August weather conditions are going to be pretty critical. And then there's also concern in some parts of the country about an early frost this year as well, impacting the crop since it was planted so late.
You mentioned, of course, that you really knew what to expect going into this season or knew it was going to be a tough growing year. But is there anything that surprised you as the numbers have been coming in?
But what happened is, we had the flooding in the Midwest and then just heavy rains, record rainfall in some cases, and they just never let up. It was relentless. Many growers didn't have an opportunity to get into the fields for quite some time. So you could see it, occurring throughout the planting season. And so then when we get to start evaluating how the crop is growing and the stages of development, one would anticipate that it's in pretty tough conditions and likely to lead to a shorter crop this year.
Over the last several weeks, we've started to see the rain subside a bit, been a little bit more back to normal, some hot weather in July as well. could this still turn into an okay year, better than maybe people anticipate even right now? Is there still like a best case scenario a possibility?
Absolutely. I think, you know, one of the things that, you know, going back to 2016, we had some pretty dry conditions that growing year. Many folks were worried that we were going to have, you know, a short crop. And we ultimately, what happened was we had fantastic growing conditions the rest of the year. And we ended up with a bumper crop in many areas. So I think these crops can bounce back. It, you know, July and August weather conditions are going to be critical for the yields. But I think what we do know is we didn't plant 91.7 million acres, or we're not going to harvest that many acres this year. So I think all eyes are going to be on the August crop report from USDA to help us right-size expectations for what we have on corn and soybeans.
For those people, again, who aren't farmers, aren't, you know, don't understand agriculture maybe to the same level certainly that you do and many of the people that grow these crops, what are they doing right now? Let's say, you know, concerns about the future and what prices are going to be in a few months. Are they sort of holding on to their storage right now and waiting to see if they can get a better price here in a few months?
Well, you know, not only are farmers raising a crop, but they have to be smart business people. And that means marketing a crop, trying to find the right times to sell a crop. And so when prices rose and you didn't know how high prices could go, many farmers likely held on to some of that. We saw the grain stocks report from the Department of Agriculture revealed that corn farmers had 7% more corn in storage on the farm this year relative to the prior year. So I think there's certainly some of that holding on and seeing where prices go.
And John, from a market perspective overall, you said you're watching for that August report to come, but what else are you looking out for here?
Well, I think just monitoring, you know, the weather, the growing conditions here, but also what's happening in South America. That's real important. You know, if they have a bumper crop there in South America, you know, that could lead to lower prices for U.S. producers that compete in that global market. So we're no longer the only game in town. There's a lot of folks that can grow corn and soybeans around the world. And so we're paying attention to what those farmers are facing as well.
And tariffs, I'm assuming the concern still over that as well?
Oh, without a doubt. I think, you know, we're going to get news this week on what the second round of trade aid payments are going to be, the county-level payment rates that we're going to see. So we're continuing to monitor that. And then we've also got a farm bill that we passed in December of last year that we need to get stood up. Lots of things to monitor still in this farm economy. One of the things that a lot of folks ask is, are we going to see higher food prices as a result of this growing season? And I think it's far too early yet to tell, you know, what's going to happen to food prices. We know that a lot of the corn that's raised across the country is ultimately used to feed livestock. So I wouldn't jump the gun on saying, you know, retail prices are going to go up.